Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Noach, when Hashem commands Noach to take animals into the Teva, into the Ark, Hashem distinguishes between two kinds of animals. And this is the first time in the Torah where this distinction is made. The first time in the Torah that these terms are used. Hashem tells Noach in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis to take seven pairs of every animal that is pure, Mikol HaBehema HaTeora, and one pair of every animal that is not pure, tamei. Actually, I'll say parenthetically that many of the Mefarshim point out that the Torah does not call these animals tamei or tameim. The Torah uses the expression behema asher lo teora, animals that are not pure. But that is for another time. In any case, we are introduced here for the very first time to the concepts of tamei and tahor. And we've heard these terms so often, but what do these terms mean? And how specifically are tuma and tahara connected to animals? And why here with Noach? These questions are asked by Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, and he asks them on our Pasuk, and he says the following most beautiful and fundamental idea. Rav Hirsch says that the word tahar is related to the word tzahar, meaning transparent, light. Tzohar is the window that Noach built in the Teva, and Tzoharayim means the afternoon, the lightest time of the day. In other words, Tahar or Tohar is that which allows rays of light to pass through it. And a person who is Tahor, a person who is pure, a pure person, is someone who allows God's rays, so to speak, to pass through them. Someone who is Tahor offers no resistance to, is receptive for the spiritual, for the divine. Their mind, their feelings, and their body are penetrated with the godly. Everything they do is transparent. Everything they do and everything they are reflects Hashem. That is tahor, tahara. But tamei is the opposite. Rav Hirsch says that tamei comes from the word atum, which means opaque or dense or impervious to light. That's the opposite of transparent. It's the opposite of tahor. Someone or something who is tamei is atum. They are closed up, non-receptive to the godly. They do not allow the light of Hashem to shine through them. Rav Hirsch doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that that is why a corpse, Rachman Litzlan, is the highest form of Tuma in the Torah. This person, hopefully, when they were alive, reflected God throughout their life. But now we say, Lo HaMeisim Yahalalukad. Corpses cannot reflect Hashem. Their neshama can, and that lives on, but unfortunately not the lifeless body. Anyway, getting back to Rav Hirsch, once we have that definition of Tuma and Tahara, we can understand their connection to the kinds of animals that Noach was told to bring. Noach was told to bring seven pairs of Tahor animals onto the Teva. These are going to be the animals that will be brought as Korbanos. And we hear the same expressions, Tuma and Tahara, when it comes to the which kind of animals will be kosher and not kosher. Which animals are tahor? Which animals are kosher? Which animals will be brought as a korban? Rav Hirsch says that that tahor animals are those animals which can be most readily domesticated. In other words, animals which, quote, are more inclined to be receptive to human influences, whose nature is such that without requiring taming, they can easily submit to man and serve his purposes. Such animals in which the qualities of beast and passion do not predominate. That is Rav Hirsch. Tuma and Tahara refer to how much a person or a thing or an animal is receptive to Hashem's light, how much they are reflective of Hashem's light. You look at a person who's Tahor and you see that's what a godly person is. A person who is Tamei is not open to seeing Hashem in the world, not open to letting Hashem, so to speak, tell them what to do. They are atum, they are opaque to Hashem's light. On the other hand, A person who is tahor, or a person who strives to be tahor, is open to seeing Hashem everywhere and in everything, and works hard to reflect Hashem everywhere they go and in everything they do. And the food that they must eat, and that they will eat, and the food that they bring as korbanot must be reflective of that behavior as well. Have an amazing day, everyone.